drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 10th episode of The Unlucky Irishman. I am James Preacher Rowe. So this is a little bit of a celebration. It's my 10th episode. That's hard to believe, but here we are. Causes for a celebration. Of course not. There's probably a lot more to celebrate with coming further episodes, more like the 100th episode or something like that. With that being said, let's move on to our talking points. The first one will be the Major League Baseball draft, which happened last week. As the number one overall draft pick, which was awarded to the Detroit Tigers, was Casey Mize, a pitcher from Auburn. The second pick of the draft, selected by San Francisco, was Joey Bart, a catcher from Georgia Tech. The third overall selection from Philadelphia was Alec Bum, a third baseman from Wichita State. The fourth overall pick by the White Sox was Nick Madrigal, a shortstop from Oregon State. And a fifth overall pick for Cincinnati was Jonathan India, a third baseman from Florida. So some interesting things there. Casey Mize was clearly the consensus of everyone's draft that he would go number one. There's a lot of upside about this guy, and honestly, with Detroit's prospects in terms of pitching, they've got a lot of good youngsters down there, so watch out for the Tigers to be good soon. For San Francisco, Joey Bart one actually intrigued me because they already have Buster Posey. So does that mean that Buster Posey is going to be moved to first base in the coming years? Does that mean Brandon Belt's gone? Does that mean Brandon Belt's going to the outfield? That's a logjam right there, and I don't know what they're going to do about that. The Alec Bohm one was a pretty interesting one since he's a pretty good hitter, but they've already got Michael Franco at third base. So maybe they're just not happy with Franco. We'll see about that. Another one was the Nick Madrigal pick, which I found intriguing, and they are talking about making him the second baseman. But they already have Yoan Moncada. So does that mean Moncada will move to third base or something like that? I don't know. These are all a bunch of question marks. And there's a good reason why these players were picked. These were all top-notch players. But what the reasonings are, I don't know. But the one reasoning I do see is with Cincinnati, with Jonathan India. Now, he can play shortstop, and I know for a fact that the Reds are not particularly happy about the play of Jose Peraza. And they've already shifted Nick Senzel to play second base, and we already have Eugenio Suarez at third base, so that would be a pretty top-notch infield. But the another big point is that the pitcher Luke Heimlich, who he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated trying to get his life together after, I believe it was, he molested his niece or someone in his family. It was just a very hard story to read. And when he got that cover article on Sports Illustrated, it was like, why do you want to praise this guy? I didn't agree with it at all. But with that being said, he was not drafted. So that was a really good thing to see and a really good thing to hear about. But this draft was an interesting one. It most certainly was. Moving on to one of the biggest talking points I will make today is the Washington Capitals have finally won a Stanley Cup. And they won it 4-1 against the Vegas Golden Knights. And it's the franchise started in 1974, and they finally won one. And after all the heartbreaking losses and all that optimism that was clearly cut out, and finally, as a native of Washington, D.C., I can finally see my city call themselves a city of champions and won the sports. It was just a great feeling. I will never forget it. Now I won't have to hear about some stupid TC sports curse. But the curse is over. We can move on. And it's just incredible that the Capitals were able to do this. And it was a very, it almost felt like a Cinderella, like, run. They were so good the two seasons before, and then they fizzled out. And then this year, when the team was just, you know, didn't have high expectations, it was good to see them finally win it. And also for Alex Ovechkin, the guy who's been in the league for so long and never even made it to the Stanley Cup, finally won his Stanley Cup. Next topic would be the NBA Finals. What a shocker. Golden State Warriors have swept the Cleveland Cavaliers in what was, in my opinion, the most boring series of basketball I've ever watched. And I really don't have much to say about it. I've spoken my two cents about the NBA and also about the matchup. So it was just a boring matchup. I can't really defend anything here. Now, as of this recording, which is on a Wednesday, the World Cup will start tomorrow on a Thursday. The FIFA World Cup will start with their first game with Russia, who is the host, and they'll take on Saudi Arabia. I believe it starts at 11 a.m., and I can double-check with that, but it's an 11 a.m. starting time game. So that's going to be a really, really interesting thing to watch. But a really big one, and I am correct, if Russia versus Saudi Arabia, 11 a.m. There was a big story that came out. Spain just fired their head coach, and I'm going to butcher this name. His name is Julen Lopetegui. 2 days before their match with Portugal, after he agreed to become Real Madrid head coach a day ago. I'm not sure why. I mean, obviously the president wasn't very happy about this decision. They probably should have made it official after the World Cup. But I personally think that's just a little bit harsh to do, especially with the World Cup about to begin. So the question is, who's going to helm the head coaching position for Spain in the coming games? Moving along to the NFL, the Washington Redskins finally decided to give the 1987 replacement players their Super Bowl rings. Now, many remember during the 1987 players' strike, there was a few replacement players that filled in. And for the Redskins, these guys won 3 games and didn't lose any. And they were regarded as the scab skins. It's just guys who just covered up the wounds. But they never received their rings. Now they finally have, and that's a good, a great story, awesome story. They absolutely deserve it. Moving along to the biggest story that happened this morning, the USA Mexico Canada joint bid, which was called United 2026, for the 2026 World Cup, wins over the Morocco bid for the World Cup in 2026. And that's just great. It's just awesome because they absolutely, it was the best, it was the most logical choice. I can't even say it was the best choice. It was the most logical because of infrastructure, money, and all that good stuff. They just had to. If they didn't, the FIFA would be fools if they didn't. Moving along to Major League Rugby. Seattle and Glendale, who topped the table with 29 points each, both clinched playoff spots. So in the coming playoffs that I believe happen in mid-July is when this will be Seattle and Glendale first taking on their opponents. Moving along to baseball, Miguel Cabrera is now out for the rest of the season after suffering a biceps injury. And that hurts the Tigers. That hurts the Tigers a lot, as he's their main source of power. He's arguably one of the best right-handed hitters we've seen in the last 10 years. Probably more so than Manny Ramirez. You can make that argument. But that's going to hurt the team a lot. And a team that was, you know, in good position. They were in second place in the AL Central. Any chance of winning the division pretty much is now thrown out the door if this is the case. And then Shohei Ohtani, well, I've talked about him on my podcast. He was injured as well. And now the problem that he's going to have is he might need Tommy John surgery. So if he has Tommy John surgery, he may not even play till 2020. That's just cruel because the guy is so good. But that's just injuries. That's baseball. That happens. It sucks, but you gotta deal with it. And probably Tommy John surgery will even make him better. Because he throws gas. And then finally, for the last topic before we get into our set of the day, is Dwayne Casey. He was the head coach for Toronto, and he got the top seed in the Eastern Conference, if many remember, in the playoffs, and then he was fired. He is now the new head coach for the Detroit Pistons on a 5-year deal. And, you know, if a guy who did a really good job with that Toronto club, it probably made sense for him to get a good job, and there's a lot of talent in Detroit, so I think that's a good move. And then finally, with our stat of the day, Paul Goldschmidt, first baseman for Arizona, is the first player in a divisional era, which started in 1969, to have multiple extra base hits and multiple RBIs in four straight games. In those four games, Goldschmidt went 12 out of 18 with 5 doubles, 1 triple, 4 home runs, and 11 RBIs. Well, that will do it here on The Unlucky Irishman, the 10th one, so a milestone. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for putting up with me for the last 10 episodes. With that being said, thanks for listening.